one sec.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to have a moment after.
Yeah.
Okay, you want to do it before?
Whenever you like, just, I just want you to know she'll be taking your minutes.
Okay.
Well, why don't we start, since we have a very full agenda tonight? Call a meeting to order, and I guess the first thing we should do is see if we can adopt the agenda. Does anyone propose that we adopt the agenda? Is there a second? Second, okay. Mr. Perryman, a second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The chair votes aye also, so I guess we have it. So now with the first thing on the agenda is SU 15110071. And let me explain briefly how the board will operate tonight. We'll listen to the staff present the staff report on the application. And then after the staff finishes, after any questions from the board, we'll then open it up to the applicant to present their position. If anyone comes in later on and supports or opposes, we'll then allow them to speak, close the record, and then the board will vote on the application. So with that, let's proceed. If you can give us the staff report, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and board members. The property in question is located at the downtown section of the city of Fairfax within the Old Town Village, mixed-use development at the corner of North Street and University Drive. The space is located on the first floor in the greened area. From August 2008 through October 2009, the Metro Diner with 120 seats in the restaurant operated in this space, and in 2009, the operation closed and then this use was approved. The special use renewal is a request to allow the School of General Instruction, the Nutrition and Food Preparation Demonstration Classroom, to continue in the C2 and Old Town Fairfax Transition Overlay District. The applicant is requesting to continue the use for 2 more years. The existing approval was approved on February 22nd, 2011, with the Board of Zoning Appeals approving it with conditions. And the conditions included that the class size be limited to 10 to 40 people. If it had increased to 60, there was a response that they had to consider additional parking. Then there was the special use being approved for 5 years, and that's why they're coming back. It's been 5 years. And then there was the third condition that the parking demand be considered by the Director of Community Development and Planning, as well as George Mason University Director, and if there were any issues, that they would be working with the parking demand. There have been no issues found. There have been no complaints about this use. And the existing inside is 4,855 square feet, the same as the Metro Diner. There have been 10 to 40 students per classroom. The classes have been held Monday through Friday, and I've understood that the classrooms have been actually Monday through Thursday with between 15 and 25 students per day, which is about 150 students per week. When this was approved, the numbers were up to 500 anticipated being in the downtown area for pedestrian traffic, which would be an advantageous thing. And I'm sure, as our applicant can tell you, it's been a little bit less. This is the outside of the building. You may be familiar with it from North Street. The inside kitchen, and then the classroom area where they're using the display board for the screen and a projector for the students to see what's going on with the class. So staff is finding that the operation is staying the same. Nothing is changing with this request. There have been no complaints. It's been 4 successful years. They're requesting 2 additional years so that they can have the construction on George Mason of a building to house this function. The parking demands have been addressed, and the City Council has also received a memo, and we've received, as staff, no comments related to this. So staff recommends that this be approved. And we have two conditions. I can read them to you, but they're in your packet. If that's satisfactory, we can move forward.
Unless anyone wants them read, I would suggest, since they're in the record in the staff report, we don't need them actually read.
Thank you.
Does anyone? Okay.
That concludes my presentation. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and board members.
Let me ask you something about the timeframe here. When we did this initially in 2011, the concept was the university would complete the building in about a five-year frame,
yes,
within that five-year frame. And therefore, it wouldn't have to, that's why we did it for a five-year period. Now, right now, if I understand correctly, they anticipate about 2 years or 18 months before the building is completed. Would the staff have any objection if the board extended the two-year to 3 years? So in case there is some kind of construction delay and it's not completed within that 18-month timeframe they currently anticipate, that there's a cushion at the other end.
I defer to the zoning administrator, having a limited experience of that prior approvals and renewals.
Okay, well, I think she's otherwise tied up right now, so let's we'll put that on hold. And does anyone have any questions of the staff?
None here.
All right, at that point, let's call on the applicant. I assume, sir, you're the applicant. Could you state your name and?
Yes, Peter Rosen. I'm the director of real estate for George Mason.
Okay, let me ask you right off. Would you have any objection to making the extension for 3 years?
Not at all.
Okay. The other advantage of that is right now it's going to be, you figure about 18 months from the date of this approval, which if that doesn't work, you have to come back for a new application because right, you have to do it 18 months after approval.
Right. And just like at the very beginning, you were correct in saying that we originally anticipated the building being done next summer, and clearly it's not going to be. And I just found out this morning, you know, officially the building has been delayed, although it was well rumored around the university. Right. But given my brief history with the university, there would be no objection on our part to getting a three-year extension. Although the building is under construction.
Right.
And that is the primary reason for our asking for the request, is right, this initial delay in construction that was expected. And I think everything else, I first want to thank staff for their assistance in this. I'm ready to answer questions because I don't have any real comments on.
Well, quite frankly, I have no questions. I guess up to open it up to the board members if they have anything to ask.
I'm fine.
Ed?
Yeah.
Bob? Gary?
I'm right now, though.
I guess that's it.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, there's no one else here who can say anything one way or the other, so why don't we this time close the public record and have a discussion among the board. My suggestion is to approve the application with the one caveat that I mentioned, extending the time frame to 3 years, simply so the university and the city don't have to go through the expense of an application, because I can't see anyone, well, to me it seems almost like a foregone conclusion as to what the results should this should be. So.
Yeah, that's my perception. I wouldn't mind seeing 5 years, and I wouldn't mind seeing the university stay there permanently. but 2 or 3 years, that's fine.
Well, it makes sense because you know you're going to be coming back after 2 years if you've got an 18 window. So
yeah. Well, also they'd have the under the way it's set up, the 6 months.
6 months prior to that, they got to start. Sure.
Right.
I mean, it just gives everybody more flexibility. That's all. And it's working, so there's no reason not to.
Yeah. Gary?
As much as I know it'll be surprised to everybody, I have a problem with it.
With what, the 3 years?
With the 3 years. And the reason being, and it's just simple. That building is, that facility's still about half empty. If in that two-year period they start filling it up, parking will become a very big problem. I mean, if you've never been down in there with what's there now, it stays relatively full. And you get a couple more businesses in there, then we're going to have trouble. I mean, I have no problem with extending it for the fact that, you know, they need space, and we definitely need the tax revenue. But, you know, have anybody looked into that as far as any fish on a line or anything for those other spaces?
Well, Gary, wouldn't the issue of the parking be a problem for someone who's coming in for an application to use that facility, not counting the ones who are already there?
But are we going to push on to the people moving in there that you're limited in parking because we have a facility in there now that's using a good deal of the parking? Like I said, I know I'll be outvoted, but I had to bring that up.
Yeah,
it's a valid question.
Yeah, it's not a crazy question, but I guess my response would be it's a big if, you know, if.
It is, and that's the problem, is you're trying to look 2 years in the future. Depending on the way the economy goes, it could fill up in 6 months, and it's liable to be completely empty by the time the 18 months are done.
Yeah,
I mean, we've seen that place fluctuate terrible. I mean, businesses come in, they stay there for 2 years, they can't make it, and the reason most of them can't make it is people don't want to do the underground parking and all this other stuff. So it just as a worry in the back of my mind, I don't know if it's valid or not, it's just something we ought to consider.
I just wanted to state that it was properly posted and advertised. We didn't go over that, so I didn't know if it needed to be on the record.
Thank you for catching that.
Okay, why don't we, anyway, I still propose that we extend it to 3 years. Does anyone want to make a motion?
Let's see, I'll take a shot at it if I can find it.
Somebody forgot to turn their phone off.
Yeah, whatever you would, please turn off.
Right, I didn't either.
Oh, good, I don't know that number
I
anyway.
I say that now, watch mine go off in my coat over there. In any event, I move that the Board of Zoning Appeals approve the request of George Mason University by Peter Rosen, agent, pursuant to City Codes 110-782-B1, for a special use permit to allow a school of general instruction, George Mason University Nutrition Food Preparation Classroom, in the C2 Commercial District and Old Town Fairfax Transition Overlay Districts on the premises known as 3950 University Drive, and more particularly described as tax map parcel 57-2-43B1-104, subject to the following conditions. The class size for each instructional period will be generally between 10 and 40 students. Class sizes in excess of 60 students shall not be scheduled unless the additional parking demand is assessed and mitigation measures as necessary are approved by the Director of Community Development and Planning. The SUP shall be valid for a period of 3 years with the possibility of renewal by the Board of Zoning Appeals. The application for renewal shall be submitted no less than 6 months prior to expiration of the SUP and will be subject to work session review by City Council prior to going to public hearing before the Board of Zoning Appeals.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Why don't we call the vote? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Is that an aye or a nay?
Well, it's a nay. Whichever. Do I oppose it? Yes.
It's approved for 3 years.
Thank you.
Okay, our next part of the agenda is quite a few referrals here.
Yeah, I was going to say.
The minutes are in the... We're on to the big thing of the night, consideration of the 2015 draft report. Has everyone had a chance to look over the draft report?
Yes, sir.
Does anyone have any kind of modifications they can suggest?
I forgot to put on my microphone. Okay, does anyone want to make a motion that it be adopted, the report be adopted as the board's report, the draft be adopted as the board's report?
I'll so move, I'll move that we adopt the report as drafted.
Second.
All right, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And the chair votes aye also, so it's adopted. All right, then we go to the election. Who wants to run for chairperson?
It's caucus again.
Should we put Ellen in there? She doesn't come, she takes the consequence.
She doesn't even want to be vice again.
Oh, okay.
She wants me. I would like to nominate you as...
How about if you nominate yourself, or we nominate you?
As chair?
Yeah.
No, you can nominate me as vice. I'm much better at vice than I am at... Wait a minute.
That's... All right. Okay, why don't we do that? Anyone? Oh, Bob? Gary?
Yeah, notice how quiet I was.
Okay. All right.
Why don't you make the nominations then?
All right, then. Excuse me. I'll not...
Since you're in a nominating mood tonight.
That's right, yeah. Anyway, I nominate our existing chairman for an extended term, for a new term.
And is there any other nomination? Gary?
Just like you said, Ed provides.
All right, why don't we take them both at the same time?
Okay.
Aye.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
All right, I vote for you, abstaining for myself.
I'll vote for me, too. I want a plurality.
Right. Okay.
Now you can introduce your secretary.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Oh, and we got to do the secretary. That's right.
Oh, I believe she's assigned.
Well, this will be...
No, but she has to be elected.
This will be an easy sales job. I'd like to introduce you tonight to Ms. Annie Feary, who is the new zoning technician with the zoning division. So, after Carolina resigned her position, after Carolina resigned, we were able to fill the position for a few months. And then that particular person found an upward mobility opportunity within the city, which is good news. And so unexpectedly, by November, we found ourselves without a zoning technician once again. Yes, yes. And he didn't have an opportunity to come to the board because there were no meetings in the interim period. We just didn't have any business scheduled for you. Annie was actually working part-time over with the Parks and Recreation Department over at the Sherwood Center. She was temping over there, helping out those folks, and we started to sort of timeshare her schedule a little bit since she was already in the city system. Didn't take us long to figure out that Annie has quite a few attributes in customer service and administrative assistance that were an asset. She clearly adapted to a very dynamic work environment, and so we were delighted to learn that she was interested in the position on a permanent basis. So the stars aligned, and that's what occurred. She comes to us with qualifications, having just recently completed her associate's degree with NOVA in general education, and is now continuing her pursuits of higher education into her bachelor's in health, fitness, and outdoor recreation. So I'm fully expecting her to go back to Parks and Rec. I just hope she'll give us three good years before she leaves. But she also has a wonderful background in customer service and administrative assistance in the private sector as a restaurant manager's assistant, as a sales rep for a wireless service, and also as owner-operator of her own childcare business. So I welcome Annie to the staff, and I hope that you will join me in offering her the term of secretary.
Is it a legal childcare service?
Jeez. I had to ask.
It was an itty-bitty business, and it was not anything.
I'm kidding with you,
but I loved it. I was Annie the Nanny. It was clever.
Oh, nice. Love it.
All right. Why don't we, does anyone nominate someone for secretary?
I nominate someone for secretary.
Okay, all those in second?
No, second.
All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Welcome aboard. Okay, that opens that up now to staff comments.
Well, thank you, and it is a pleasure to see you once again. I think you probably felt abandoned by us for a while there, and you may continue to feel that way. We only have one more case coming up, probably in April, another GMU case. You'll remember, perhaps, we have several classrooms operating on Democracy, in the Democracy Square, on courthouse, behind Courthouse Square, there's Democracy Lane, and they're in one of those office buildings, so they all come back probably in April. So that's as much as I have for you on the land use horizon, as far as I know. The zoning rewrite is progressing. We are having our second work session with the City Council this evening, and unfortunately there's a long work session agenda tonight, so Brooke Harden, our director, is going to wait his turn, and hopefully he'll have a chance. This is a part two. The first work session was held in January 2nd, immediately after the holiday break, and then was scheduled actually for last Tuesday, and of course the snow event kicked everything back, so we're on the agenda for this evening, and we're just going very, very slowly through the current iteration of the rewrite, addressing concerns that were discussed at length through the Planning Commission's review process. So the Planning Commission raised some questions, made some recommendations, and the questions that they couldn't resolve, they have now forwarded on to the City Council. They tend to be more of a policy nature. But the council was trucking right along in that first half. So if you're interested tonight, I think they'll talk a little bit about signage, some of our administrative processes, site plan approval process, just to name a few. So if you're at all interested, but I warn you, it might be a long meeting. Beyond that, we do also have a new zoning inspector, George Sano. And I apologize, I was so caught up in getting poor Annie through her first rather traumatic experience of getting us all caught up in our BZA business that it escaped me to have George stay for the meeting, but we'll have him here next in April. And but he also comes to us from a private sector background in security enforcement, and he's worked as a security guard and a private investigator. So while he does not have a lot of depth, or he didn't have a lot of depth upon hiring in the zoning world, he has very good investigatory skills, and that was very attractive to us. It's a little bit of a different approach for us this time around. He is catching on quite quickly with all the zoning regulations, and of course it's all by the book, so just once he understands the book, he's off and running, literally. But the first few months he spent covering the vacancy of the zoning technician, so he's had to do dual functions for a while. But I think we've gotten him back out in the field now, and he's done a lot of work with code administration on overcrowding issues, and catching up a lot of the complaints that had come in that time frame since July, actually, when our previous inspector, Ryan Johnson, when he resigned it. So, but that's moving along. The enforcement program is moving along very well. So outside of that, Elisa, do you have anything else? I think that pretty much concludes staff's comments. Thank you.
Anybody up here?
How old is the new inspector? Is he a younger guy or is he older?
Couldn't say exactly. I'm going to shoot for early 30s, but
the reason
everybody looks early 30s to me. So.
The reason I ask is the younger guys have a tendency to move on real quick, and the older guys settle in and stay a little longer. We need somebody to stay a while.
Well, my money's on staying. I think he'll be around for a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Call it what you want, but yeah. It's true.
Speaking, I would like to report, though, that I did have a long conversation recently with the police department about commercial vehicles, and your name was bandied about quite a bit, Westmore community.
Yeah, well, we haven't been able to do anything with
it. Well, and interestingly enough, it has been made very clear that the current regulation on the book is not enforceable with regard to police action on private property.
Well, I understood that.
I kept going back to him saying, but that's not what's in the, you know, regulation. And they said, we understand, but we can't enforce that.
What would it take for them to be able to?
We're looking into it. We're actually surveying other jurisdictions because we know that this is
one group to go to instead of three or four.
We know this is a common problem, and so I was supposed to report back and on the zoning regulations in other similarly sized jurisdictions, probably Falls Church, Vienna, City of Alexandria, just to see what they're doing. And they were also, police department was going to do some research on police enforcement in these issues and see how they are handling it in other jurisdictions. So we have a follow-up meeting that will occur, and then we'll figure it out. I mean, I don't know. Right now, they're just enforcing on any commercial vehicles on the street, definitely.
That was going to be what I was going to add into that. They're not.
And
they find it below them to write a ticket.
I have it on personal referral from Chief Pardini to please call him. He is waiting for your call.
Oh, he's waiting for my call?
He's waiting for your call.
They usually dodge me.
No, he's waiting for your call. He said definitely, please reach out to him.
I will do that.
He was very interested to hear that you had concerns about commercial vehicle enforcement.
It's the same people all the time, and they cannot be getting ticketed because it's $50 a night to park, $100, whatever it is now, to park a night. They're not going to stay there long, but the same cars are there every single night.
You know, he's coming to our city civic association, joint civic association meeting on the 10th. He's the primary speaker. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if Ross is coming or not, so you may want to pop up there.
What date is it?
Wednesday, not next Wednesday, but the Wednesday.
The second, so that would be
17, I guess. Hang on a second, let me tell you.
2 weeks.
Oh, wait a minute, I got this turned off.
Yeah, I see
I didn't want it to ring.
Well,
I'll tell you the date.
But anyway, yeah,
but
where is it at?
Work session room. And it's 7:30, and I'll tell you the date as soon as this thing fires up. But he is the guest speaker along with.
The 17th?
It's the 17th?
Yes, you said it's not.
Good, that gives me
time.
Wednesday
after that?
Well, that's what I'm not sure about. I don't remember what day I booked it for.
Only way I could get him to move.
I think I booked it for the 17th, but since.
Either the 10th or the 17th.
Since I can't get into the city website through my thing here, I can't check. I can't check my room reservation either.
The only way I could get them to move, and this has been a couple of years ago, was to take photographs of all the illegal cars parked in the community I take care of and put them on the desk there. I said, now I've done all the legwork. All you got to do is go out and write the tickets.
It's the 10th.
And they did it once, and that was it.
It's the 10th.
Ash Wednesday.
It's the 10th.
So it is next week.
It is next week, and it's at 7:30, and he is speaker number one, and I'm thinking the city prosecutor is supposed to be on it as well. But I don't know if he begged. I don't know if he bailed out or not. What we want is Public Works for the pecking order and snow removal.
That was going to be my next thing.
But we're going to get that next month, next time. We get him next time.
Who built the plan for snow removal? Do you have any idea?
I'm working on it.
No.
It was explained to me that they have X number of trucks. They split them up and put equal amounts in each of the four corners.
All we want to know is why is Mosby Woods always first? That's all we want.
Well, you're going to love the answer I got. When they told me that, I said, there's not an equal amount of residential parking in each quadrant.
We don't care about parking.
The third and fourth quadrant has a ton of residential. They were the last ones to get cleaned.
Yeah,
we got our snow off our street Sunday night at like 9 o'clock.
You beat me.
Well, that's good.
Was that before you?
You beat us by 24 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, you beat me by about 15.
I got a dozen phone calls about removing snow from the sidewalks. Is there an ordinance? Is it enforceable? What does it cost? And who determines special circumstances means you don't have to do it right away? And you have no idea, do you?
Yeah.
Not a zoning issue.
Because I told people a couple years ago that snow removal is required if you have a sidewalk in front of your house.
Yep.
Within 24 hours of the time the snow stops, you have to remove it. Now, that was the old rule, so I don't know what it is now.
At the risk of being wrong, I think it's only a recommendation.
No, they were fining them about 10 years ago. Because
yeah.
A lot of the businesses, I don't know if you remember, but they had people that were in wheelchairs having to roll the wheelchairs down the street because the businesses wouldn't clear the sidewalk.
I thought you were.
But the same ordinance shows for residential.
That would make good press. I like that.
Well, it did at the time. I can't believe nobody remembered that. It was in the Washington Post.
Yeah,
they had some poor lady being pushed by her son down all the way up near where the gutter is, and there's because they plowed, there's 3 foot of snow on the sidewalk. So,
what are you going to do with 30 inches
of
snow?
Who handles that?
What are you going to do? I mean,
it's the Department of Public Works.
I
it's definitely Public Works.
Mm-hmm.
I have a name, but I can't, I mean, I'd have to look at my...
Oh, I have it in my phone book.
Okay. I mean, I know who we're trying to get.
My wife sent an email to the mayor. She got a response.
I didn't mind it being slow, because that's the worst one, a single event snowing that we've had in 90-some years.
Well, that's just it. I mean, you gotta take it with a little grain of salt. I mean, there can't be a hard, cut, dry...
Removal vehicle.
That's right, and you don't want them to be going out buying this army of vehicles for no good reason.
Well, the snowplow was no good anyway. They had to have a bucket truck move it first.
Well, my concern from a civic association point of view is get your damn cars off the street and let them do their work.
Yeah, but like in our community, most people don't
get your damn car off the street.
Where are they supposed to?
I don't care where you put it. Go put it down in the parking lot somewhere and walk.
The one that hasn't been plowed.
Well, before the snow comes.
That's something.
I mean, and then you got to dig out a parking lot.
Is this all zoning related?
That is true. All over
the we off the record?
I didn't realize that it was not a zoning thing. I thought the zoning ordinance would cover that.
Oops. Move to delete. Right.
Cover everything else.
Jeez. Well, why don't they actually did a good job. Close the meeting. But I don't have to worry about anything.
I'll make sure I got everything I wanted.
No, I thought the city did a good job, at least from the neck of the woods that I see. I thought they did fine.
I'm going to bring this up because Ellen's not here. And you know what it'll be. Signage out there on the weekends and during the week. People are putting up signs in everybody's yards. Half of them are the pizza joints because they get a free pizza if they leave it out there. And I tell the people to remind them it's a $200 fine and they don't find the company. They find you because it's in your yard. It's an illegal sign. But you get them, and I don't think people understand that. I wish we could put something in the newsletter or whatever to tell them that commercial signs do not belong inside the communities. But, and Ellen would probably give you a whole list of what she's seen them, but I won't go that far. My work is done. We can go home.
So noted.
Commercial signs in public communities.
I move we close the meeting.
Mr. Chairman, I apologize. I do have one more piece of business in. I was about to forget it completely. So we are getting caught up on our minutes.
Oh, good.
And you'll find minutes from a couple of previous meetings, but these are drafts. So I would encourage you to, if you don't recall the particular item, I think we have meeting minutes from May 5th and February 3rd and November 4th. November 4th is actually the Sky Education case. And the minutes are fairly comprehensive, so I don't think you'll be too, I don't think you'll need much more detail. But they are still available on the city's website, the audio file. If you would like to hear the actual audio recording of these meetings, you can select if you go under About Us on the homepage and just scroll down to Boards and Commissions. You click there, you'll get the full list of all the city boards and commissions. If you click on the Board of Zoning Appeals, then you'll see the where all the meetings have been uploaded, the last six meetings. So these are still available on the website if you want to hear the audio recording to refresh your mind. Yes. So
I was there.
And so I would like to, I didn't want to confuse you that you had to take action on these tonight because it's a lot of reading. So I'll give each of you a little packet. And then if you have any comments, just bring them to the meeting in April if that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, we can't do it electronically.
Right, it has to be probably part of your regular meeting. So, but I just wanted to give you plenty of time to read over them and,
okay.
and
so we're
refresh.
April for the next one,
I think so. I think it'll be in April. I'm pretty sure it'll be in April.
And how did you find somebody that wasn't terribly a failure of that vicious dog of mine when they delivered my package? It wasn't you.
George.
Oh, I know it was George. I'm trying to think of the diplomatic response to that. Remember, I said he was in security and he's a PI, so he doesn't scare easily.
That 30-pound dog that tall didn't scare him a bit. Okay, now I move we close the meeting.
We got a second?
And now I'll second.
All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We're closed. Aye. Thank you.